It's a common refrain during the pandemic. Those who don't follow the rules put everyone at risk. Most of us do. But in Victoria, a staggering number of people have been flouting the rules, not staying at home when they should after testing positive for COVID, breaking curfew and some without masks, antagonising police. In response, Victoria has announced a $5,000 on-the-spot fine for those who fail to self-isolate, $20,000 for multiple breaches. The question now, will those hefty fines encourage compliance? Here's Bridget Fitzgerald.
A junior police officer has been savagely beaten by a woman.
The time for leniency is over.
The state crisis deepens. Some are still ignoring lockdown.
Despite repeated messages to stay at home, people continue to flout the rules.
The people, the vast majority who are doing the right thing, need to understand for those who aren't.
Self-isolating at home were nowhere to be found when the Defence Force came knocking.
The Victorian government hopes tougher penalties for those who breach coronavirus restrictions will force people to comply. One of Australia's former most public health expert says it should.
In the last resort, yes, fines and action has to be taken.
Bill Botell is an adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales and one of the architects of Australia's HIV response. With the eradication strategy he once advocated for out of the question, for Victoria now at least, he says the only way to force COVID case numbers down will be to ensure community compliance with things like fines and incentives.
There are four really effective responses to what's going on at the moment in terms of health. One is the use of masks, one is the use of social distancing, one is the use of hand washing and sanitisation of surfaces, and the fourth one is money. All of those have to be used now against the situation that we find ourselves in Victoria. Money is extremely important because unless we get the incentives to people right, they have a big problem in doing what is required, that is either going for a test or for staying home for 14 days.
Behavioural specialist Bree Williams says there are always going to be people who don't follow the rules.
So I'll just pop into the shops whilst I'm waiting for my COVID results, for example. People aren't necessarily looking at that, I don't think, as a bad thing to do. They're justifying it to themselves on the basis that I'll just do this so that I can then go home and stay out of the public.
She says for that small cohort who ignore public health messaging, fines are important.
It does send a strong signal, certainly from the government, that they're getting very serious about this behaviour and they're doing what they can to clamp down on it.
Bill Botell says Victoria's high case numbers means fines for people driven to break the rules for ideological reasons are now necessary. But he believes monetary rewards, like paid pandemic leave, will be more effective in bringing case numbers down.
With the right actions by the Victorian government, complemented by the weight and power of the financial response of the Commonwealth government, we will get the new caseload down rapidly and effectively and sustainably.
That's adjunct Professor Bill Botell from the University of New South Wales and our reporter, Bridget Fitzgerald.